East Coast Breakfast.
So we're back, you know, just feeling where the things are. I couldn't even switch the coffee machine on properly this morning.
No, thanks for that.
I am that rested. I'm rested and recharged and ready to take on 2026. Since we last spoke, I have eaten my weight in mince pies.
No.
I ate all the mince pies. I ate all of them.
Really?
Yeah. So I did all of that, remodeled my lawn, cleaned my pool. Everyone's rested and relaxed and holidayed. We've watched every TV series and movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
I finished Stranger Things, but I also dropped one dress size. Hey. Anyway, since you ate your weight in mince pies, I've lost weight.
You look great.
I'm one size smaller.
How do you do that during Christmas?
I just portion control and just not overeating my weight in mince pies.
Oh.
Eat one mince pie.
She's lying.
Not all six.
I don't think there was trifle there.
Yeah. And no, I actually didn't eat trifle this year, but I did eat lots of peppermint crisp tart. But for the first time since I've moved to Durban, I actually spent a full Christmas and New Year's in the town of Umhlanga. My hometown.
Well,
yeah. It would have been great.
Oh, no. Whatever.
It would have been the best holiday ever. No. There were beach days. The sea was blue.
Yeah.
The sand was great. Everything was amazing except for something that happened. Yeah. One thing that happened continuously. Yeah.
Are you saying it would have been amazing had it not been for this one thing?
Yes.
All right. Should we ask that question then?
Yes. I will tell you mine later.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me, finish the sentence, send a WhatsApp voice note to 0617929495. I know it's been a while, so you might be a bit rusty.
Yeah.
But you need to say, my festive season would have been perfect if it wasn't for.
Huh. Vida, you got anything that's happening there?
My festive season would have been great, perfect, scrum delicious.
Yeah.
If Bafana won the FA.
Oh, I thought you wanted to go with, my festive season would have been great if I had a break.
No, I'm fine. No,
you're fine with working. You just have the 100% work
ethic. Prices are dropping. I've got lots
of festive season would have been great if I'd seen the sun. Whatever. My festive season would have been perfect if it wasn't for. I need you to send that voice note to 0617929495, and then we'll find out what was it? What was that? Why? What was Common's festive break? Would it be perfect if it wasn't for what was that thing? You say about 7:40, we'll have that call.
Yes.
All right. Mm. I look forward to it.
My festive season, East Coasters and Breakfast Team, would have been absolutely perfect if it wasn't for work. Wah, wah, wah.
My festive season would have been fantastic if it wasn't for me going back to work.
So finish that sentence. My festive season would have been amazing if it hadn't been for, what was that? Carmen, you have that proviso.
Mine really would have been amazing because the weather was fabulous. I live right by the beach. But
you can see the ocean from where you live.
All of it. The ships, everything. But mine would have been perfect if it, all of a sudden, the whole world in holiday in the same town in which I live. And then at the same time,
you live in Umhlanga.
Everybody changes all the rules for December in Umhlanga. So things that I would normally do at a store, everywhere, at the building I live in, whatever the case might be, they changed all the rules. Suddenly they were like, no ma'am, we don't do that now.
Yeah.
No ma'am, that's not what we do. No ma'am, you can't pay here. What?
Oh, so they were treating you like a Vali.
Yes, and I was like, no, I come here every day. Yeah. This is my shop.
Did they know?
Yes. Literally.
Did you do the...
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
I was like, no.
I live here.
This is unfair. And also, why? Why do you bring all your kids to the grocery store?
Yeah.
All of them at once. Like, I don't think all the kids need to be with you as you shop. All of them.
How many kids?
Who's going to look after them?
Like 8 to 10.
Hang on, who's still having 8 to 10 kids?
That's the lady in the shop and I were having a chat and she's like, you think 3 or 4 are bad. They come here with 8 or 10 kids.
What? Yeah. Hang on. They're not all their kids then.
No.
Yeah,
all the kids don't need to be in the grocery store.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
Send them to the games, please, arcade, guys. The beach, yes. At home.
Yes, put them on a chain, a leash.
Grandparents.
Leave them on outside.
No.
What are you saying? I get what you're saying. There is limited space inside a grocery store.
You can't walk anywhere in Mplanga in December, right?
Okay.
You literally can't walk. You've got to push people away.
I saw how bad it was on New Year's.
You literally have to push people out your way. And then some people are carrying prams with their babies.
Yeah.
You can't push babies out of the way.
I'm sure you tried.
No. Not this year.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, it was rough.
But, I mean, this last weekend, surely there was a reprieve?
No.
Still.
It's just the traffic this weekend.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. No, I know there's an issue when I'm coming down the M4 and then the cops are there at the off-ramp saying, no, you can't. And I'm like,
no.
Where do you want me to park? They want me to park at Sharksboard and walk all the way down to your beach.
It's crazy.
One time I wanted to go to the chemist down there. Yeah. I actually said I'm going to go visit my friend Carmen.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, she's the one from from the aisle. That car. And they let me in.
Oh,
they let
nice.
Me in. I had to do that whole, I'm local. I know people who live here.
Yes, I'm from here.
Shame, man. So your holiday, your festive season would have been perfect had it not been for everyone else coming to holiday by where you live.
Yes. Also, KZN is such a big province. We've got coastline from the Eastern Cape.
It's not just Mplanga Beach.
No.
Yeah.
There's other towns.
Spread it out.
Yes.
Spread your children out as well. Put them in different stores. All right. Finish the question for us. You can send a WhatsApp. Start it with, my festive season would have been perfect if it wasn't for. Send that to 061-792-9495. Coming up, we're going to find out what happened to Nkla.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. It's Cookie Pillay from Tugela. Welcome back. My festive season would be great if it wasn't for the hot days at the beach. Thank you.
Yeah, there was some heat.
Oh, she's too hot.
No, there was some proper heat.
Okay. On Facebook, Ricky says January returning, lol. Never a great idea. And then
hang on, Ricky, you got to do the whole thing. My festive season would have been perfect if it wasn't for January returning. It was going to happen eventually, Ricky.
Yeah. And then Austin Goundon also says, my festive season would have been perfect if it wasn't for going back to work on the 5th of January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These are good. 061-792-9495.
Well, good morning, Nklantla, non-Tlantla.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. You sound great. You sound amazing.
You sound
so
amazing.
Tell us, finish the sentence for us.
Well, my festive season would have been amazing if I had to get enough rest. But unfortunately, I was working on the 26th. So things are a bit different this year compared to last year. Last year, we got the 25th and the 26th.
Mm.
And we were working 5 days a week. And this year, we're working 6 days. So I only got to rest the 25th and went back to work on the 26th and the 27th. And then again, rested on the 1st.
What do you do?
I'm a rep at a beverage company. So it's actually our peak season.
Hello. Yeah, this is
your
time.
Season.
This is your time to shine, December.
No, it is.
No.
It is just that the adjustment compared to last year. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody was back at home.
Yeah.
I couldn't have fun. You know, you can't really have fun when you have to get off, get back to work the following morning. So you have to have like an early sleep and stuff.
But do you get the bevs for free?
Well, no, I wish. No, we don't.
It's not like that. Common ready. That's like saying, do we get the music for free? No, we don't. Okay. So, Notlantla, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but 2026 has two public holidays that fall on a Saturday. You know that if your public holiday falls on a Sunday, you get the Monday off, right? But
yeah,
if it falls
on
a Saturday, you don't get. Get the Monday off. We're losing two public holidays this year. So if you didn't get your break in December, I don't know when you're going to get it, hey?
Yeah. I need to brace myself, obviously.
Yeah. Now, brace yourself and take it. Brace yourself and pace yourself. Otherwise, Nkla, you'll be finished and Nkla.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
My holiday on February. Definitely 2 weeks.
There you go.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.